Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.
Now, even though we don't have a date yet or any idea what the context may be, many people have already started their campaign to repeal or retain the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. One man who wants to retain it is Tim Jackson. Tim ran as an independent in the last election. He's now staging a hunger strike outside the Dáil, though he's in with us now. Afternoon, Tim.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
How long have you been on the hunger strike for?
It's day two now, so I'm starting to kick in. I can feel the belly rumbling.
So you haven't eaten anything since what? First thing in the morning, midnight yesterday? Or
since midnight yesterday, that's correct.
Right, and you're allowing yourself water, though?
Yeah, I'm taking water.
Yeah, and do you have a permanent station down outside the Dáil that you're doing this from?
Yeah, I'm down outside the Dáil throughout the morning and afternoon, but I finish at 7. I'm staying at a friend's house whilst I'm here.
Okay.
I don't think it's worth picking up the cold and flus that you can out in the open air.
Especially given you haven't eaten anything.
So exactly.
That's not going to help you either. And how are you feeling in yourself now, having not eaten for...
I'm doing okay. I'm surprisingly feeling okay, I have to say. And it's not been too difficult so far, but that might change over the next few days.
Right, okay. And how long do you plan to do it for? Or do you know how long you plan to do it for?
I don't know the answer to that question at the moment. I'm taking it on a day-by-day basis. The central demand of the hunger strike is that the Oireachtas Abortion Committee and Leo Varadkar actually watch a video of an abortion before deciding whether to try and pass it through a referendum and watch what happens to victims of abortions. It's quite gruesome and grim. I don't know if you've seen one yourself. That's the reason I got involved in this work, is whenever I seen pictures of what had happened to these babies. And it's an incredibly gruesome thing to see, I have to say.
Mm. So if they agree to watch the video, you'd start your hunger strike?
That's right.
Because
I think it's quite a reasonable demand as well, that they'd be fully informed on what's going to happen to the people who will be affected by this.
Mm. But isn't Leo Varadkar anyway a GP? He might well be familiar with what happens during that procedure.
He could, but GPs aren't trained to perform abortions in this country, thankfully.
Yeah, okay, but he probably would be familiar with it.
He might know the instruments that are used,
yeah.
But I would be very surprised if he's actually seen one on a video.
Yeah.
And I'd encourage anyone to inform themselves. I think it's the least that we could do in the run-up to voting.
Mm.
And we've got videos posted at whiteflagmovement.com.
Yeah. Now, the fact of seeing a video of it or being more familiar with the procedure, do you think that's going to change their minds?
I think it really hits home with a lot of people that there is a victim in this procedure, and I think it really touches people on a deeper level than words sometimes can, because as the old saying goes, a picture can say 1,000 words. And it was the reason that so many people have very strong views on this issue, in opposition to abortion. So perhaps it won't change all their minds, perhaps it would influence one or two people, but I think it's a very reasonable demand that we should all inform ourselves exactly what happens.
Yeah, because I would imagine, and you'd know, you've an involvement in politics too, that what they have to take into account is what they feel the prevailing view in the country is, and there has been a citizens' assembly about this, as you know, so they probably can't subvert that democratic process or that mandated recommendation to go ahead with some sort of referendum on it.
I suppose that viewpoint of yours is based on the question of whether it's okay to vote on the lives of other human beings. And in my opinion, in a democratic and civilized society, there are certain things we're not allowed to vote on. We should never, for instance, legalize rape or child abuse. And similarly, we should never legalize the killing of any human beings, be it young or old,
so
or middle-aged.
You put abortion in the same moral category as rape or child abuse?
Absolutely. It's the killing of a human being. It's an indisputable fact that a human being dies, a heartbeat stops in an abortion. And so if we're to consider voting on the lives of one-year-olds, two-year-olds, it would be laughed out of the room, and rightly so. But we've been browbeaten and pummeled with propaganda by elites in this country into submission almost, and thinking that it might be okay to sometimes give the choice to kill. That's essentially what it is, because it's cloaked in euphemisms often that this is about bodily autonomy.
Who are the elites?
The elites are the influencers in this country, the politicians, the media, and they tend to have views that are very much in favour of abortion. Mm. And so,
and let's assume that's true. So does that make it impossible for ordinary people to make up their mind about it?
Absolutely not. But often the information doesn't get out. So I'm willing to bet that 80% of this country hasn't seen an abortion, for instance. Whereas in a real and fair debate, that would be a prerequisite, that would be shown to people exactly what's going to happen to the baby in that situation. Mm. And I don't expect, I could be surprised and delightfully surprised that RTE might go and show one to the nation, and should do so in all fairness, so that people are fully informed. But we'll leave that in their hands as to whether they will or not.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine probably they might find a lot of people might object to that. They might have found it very offensive.
Which is, yeah, and should object and should be offended that a human being is killed.
Or the showing of such a movie, they might find offensive.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah. I find it offensive too, I have to say. I'm not being smart, but yeah. The fact that a human being is killed, but here we discuss and legalising it, it just makes no sense. And there seems to be a lack of appreciation.
You do accept, of course, that there are lots of people who wouldn't agree with that point of view or agree with that phrasing of it.
I do, yeah. But I'd wish to hear their arguments and as to how logical they are.
But by the same time, have you met many people who have had abortions, Tim?
I have, and I have friends who have had and have arranged abortions, and it causes a lot of trauma. Not always, perhaps, but I know a lot of people who have been very badly affected mentally.
And have you met people who have had abortions and not regretted it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. And so I think when these crisis pregnancies do arise, and they do definitely arise, that the woman in those situations should be given all the love and care and attention that she deserves and that is her due, but that the death of another human being should never be offered as the solution to that situation.
In cases such as now, and I would imagine that because obviously it's a very divisive and it's a very emotional issue, but people will have a range of thoughts in it, ranging from it's absolutely always a woman's right to choose to you should never, or you know, within a limited set of circumstances. What's your point of view, say, for things such as fetal abnormalities, that women have been found themselves in a position where they're forced to go to full term?
Well, so the term isn't a medical diagnosis. No doctor can predict or can say definitively that the baby is going to die, say, during birth or one day or a week later. So what I would insist upon is the fact that a human is a human and has a right to life. And regardless of whether that life lasts 1 week, it lasts 2 years, or
how
lasts
torturous
90 years,
that life
all of
might
us,
be, or how torturous or, that my life
all
might
of us
be.
Are of incredible value and have an inherent right to life that no government can or should vote away. Well, I take that back. They can vote it away, and that's wrong. Mm. In that situation, a democratic society actually becomes a tyranny for the victim, because there are people missing from our society because abortion exists.
But you don't see any moral balancing that perhaps might have to take place
because someone might die, that isn't any reason to kill them prematurely at all. Like, this is a very, very important topic, because it's a life and death one, and people will either live or die, and depend on whether this referendum passes. So it should be considered incredibly carefully. And consider the 4,000 children who are aborted every year from this country in England, the fact that they're dismembered and decapitated in that abortion and then incinerated, never given a grave, as if they didn't exist. And there's no scandal or uproar about that, the fact that they're incinerated, whereas in reality there should be uproar in the media, but they don't allow that truth to come out. We've seen what happened in Tuam, like, and that was terrible. But
can I just get in there? Just going back to the fetal abnormality, in many of these, say, for instance, in the case of Edwards syndrome, it's not just that if a child is born, the child will have a very small life expectancy, but they're also born with they're terribly disabled, they're intellectually disabled, they're physically disabled, they'll be in extreme pain. The terrible quality of that short life, isn't that cruel to the child? To have them be born and live a life of suffering and then to die. Isn't that cruel?
It's a very warped form of compassion. If you're suggesting let's kill off the people who suffer, we should alleviate their suffering and not eliminate the sufferer. And so that's a very fundamental principle in medical ethics, and was up until the past 40 years whenever abortion and euthanasia and these things started coming in. We eliminate the suffering and offer all the care that we can, but we don't eliminate the sufferer, because not only does it kill the victim, it actually makes us into people who kill. And that's even worse, because it is so incredibly important that human beings respect and cherish the incredible value of every human person, whether they're in your family or you'll never know them. We're all of incredible value.
So Tim, you don't know how long you're going to maintain this hunger strike for.
I don't. I hope that the Roxas Abortion Committee will watch that video and see what they're
Which you know
discussing.
They won't, Tim. This is just a publicity stunt.
No, I would argue that it's not a publicity stunt at all, that this is a life and death issue, and that doing a hunger strike...
But most people are aware of abortion at this stage of the game,
Tim.
It's not like there's people out there unaware that this debate has taken place.
So what percentage of people do you think know what happens and have seen what happens to the baby?
Well, see, the thing is that if you go for surgery, there are many things where we kind of have a pretty good idea of what happens without having to get into the vividness of it, so to speak. That's the point I'm making to you, that people are aware of the issue of abortion.
Right, but you don't think when we're about to legalise it, potentially, that we should know exactly what happens to the person who we're about to abort?
Mm.
I think it's quite reasonable, really. And
well, that's if your premise that it is a person, not everybody would accept that
right,
premise.
But will you take the scientific fact as a human being? Like, this is an embryological question which has been settled for a long time. We're all human beings from conception, and the fact we're a human being is...
It's not a philosophical question that's been agreed since time immemorial, I wouldn't have thought.
No, the scientific fact, though, remains that we are human from conception, and so a human being has human rights. The issue of personhood, we could talk about that all day, but... The fact we're human beings, I think, should be sufficient to give us the right to life. And I think that's quite a reasonable expectation.
A lot of reaction to you, as you can imagine, Tim. We don't have the time to get into all there, but thanks very much for coming in to us. That's Tim Jackson there. We're going to take a break after that. Should you plan your own funeral?
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.